Hello everyone, it's Thursday evening and we are making a standalone episode of the podcast to talk about the attacks that happened in Manchester on Monday, because we couldn't not talk about it.
No, I mean, it's obviously very close to our hearts, Manchester, of course, and we didn't want to feel like this is just something that's been tagged onto another episode, so it's going to be very short. But we thought it was important to talk about what's happened.
Everyone probably knows what's happened now, but Monday night, so that was, what date was that? 22nd? Of May, about 10:30, there was an attack, terrorist attack at Manchester Arena after a concert as people were coming home, and 22 people were killed. Not including the person who did it, because we're not going to talk about that person at all. There were so many injuries, you see different numbers, but there were 22 victims, and there have been arrests across Manchester as well. But so we obviously found out about it on Monday as it was happening.
Yeah, I mean,
but
it's all been very confusing. Bit of a blur since then, and very confusing at the time. I mean, I think we'd been watching Coronation Street or something. I think we might have watched it later on Monday night, but then we looked on Twitter and we saw, because the people that we follow on Twitter are mostly Coronation Street stars and a couple of other fan sites, we saw that the news was slowly coming through and retweets about something
had
that
happened
at this Ariana Grande concert.
And unfortunately, although it at first seemed to be nothing more than a balloon or something, it turned out that it was the worst possible thing that you could have imagined.
Yeah, because there'd been reports of a bang, hadn't there? We've since seen videos online of like flashes and everything. The initial reports came out were maybe that it was a balloon that had popped near a microphone, because that's what people were being told
at the event. Because it was full of young children, lots of young girls, quite a few of them without parents, so they were panicking because it...
I mean, obviously the organisers wouldn't have known what was going on. I mean, I can't imagine what do you say when something like that's happened? You don't know what's going on. Maybe you're being told through your ear, but
everyone, the
videos that we've seen online of the panic.
Yeah, horrible.
Awful.
Because it was, like we said, it was an attack on Manchester. It was an attack on this country, and it was an attack on people that were enjoying themselves. People that were...
Well, yeah, that's one of the most awful things about it, the fact that it was young children mostly who were the victims. I mean, you said we had 22 killed, and a lot of those were teenage girls.
Yeah.
Supposedly there, well, they just had a great night seeing a concert and
coming home to their family.
Yeah.
At the time we saw people, it just goes to show you the spirit of Manchester and why we love it so much, the locals offering rooms and helping out, and there have been people prominently spoken about in the news who had, you know, heroic deeds that they did following.
They've really done themselves proud this week, have Manchester, haven't they?
Yeah. So obviously, if you are a Coronation Street fan, you'll know that one of the victims, Martin Hett, was also a Coronation Street fan, and that's partly what we are talking about. That's why we decided to do this podcast, to talk about him as well, because he is very prominently called, he defined himself as a Corrie super fan, so we wanted to talk about him a little bit and celebrate what, you know, his life and his contributions to the Corrie community, because like us, he was a fan.
Yeah.
And we wanted to dedicate this little mini episode to his memory, as well as the other 21 people who were killed.
We'll do the best we can. I mean, we didn't really know.
We never spoke to him, really.
No, I think we had a look. We tweeted him once. I don't know how we managed to avoid each other for all this time that we've been doing the podcast, but we just, our paths never crossed particularly, did they?
Right,
but look, reading more about him since he died, it's like, how on earth could that have happened? I feel so sad that
we never really got to share any
real relationship
with each other. But
the tributes that have come out have shown just what a special guy he was, and how he got full of life and sort of, you know, he lived every day.
To its full. I mean, we have spoken about him on the podcast before because his name has come up a couple of times because one of the most famous things that he's done is get a giant tattoo of Deirdre on his leg.
I don't know when we talked about it. We probably didn't say what a beautiful tattoo it was. But even so, he's provided laughter for the podcast, hasn't he? Which is probably what he wanted, making a statement with a tattoo like that. I mean, it's something that started as just... Deirdre or Deirdre Barlow, I can't remember, written down on his calf. And
his ankle.
And his ankle, that not enough for Martin. He then went on to...
Well, he went on to Tattoo Fix, yeah. On E4, and got it changed, hilariously, to make it bigger, which was... I think that summed up his life, didn't it?
Yeah.
Bigger, better, more...
Yeah, larger than life.
Extravagant.
I mean, yeah, I think he likes to be the centre of attention as well, from what I get, but in a very good way.
Well, I mean, it's easy to be the centre of attention when you're making things like, for example, the Audrey Roberts noise video, which you also talked about on the podcast.
Yeah, I think we came across that when we were doing the Audrey Roberts character profile, and I was just like looking around to see what other bits we could talk about, and then this video showed up, which I hadn't heard of before, but I mean, it's got like 500,000 views on YouTube, hasn't it? If you haven't heard it, we'll play a clip at the end of the episode. But it's basically a collection of Audrey sound clips with her making noises at the end, which is something that you probably... It's something that you can just not even notice when you watch the programme at first. But once you see that Sue makes this noise at the end of quite a lot of lines, you can't not hear it. You you kind of look out for it. You can imagine people sitting there with a scorecard or a tally chart of Audrey noises. And it's hilarious. And Sue, obviously, we know, has heard this video, seen the video, and I think I read that funny. She kind of hams it up, yeah, she thinks it's funny, and she's put it in even more, and it's a bit of a catchphrase.
Catch noise,
is it? Yeah, exactly, and it's just so funny that this thing that Martin's picked out, and one of the many things that he'll be remembered for.
It was, and he's on his website, martinhett.com, he's got quite a few other funny Corrie videos, and they're quite cheeky, which I think is another way to sum up his sense of humour.
Yeah, he is more than just the Audrey Robert noise video creator. Do go and have a look on martinhett.com if you haven't seen some of the stuff that he's done. A bit rude in parts, isn't it? Pretty good.
He was also on Come Dine With Me, Couples Come Dine With Me,
yes.
And he won that in 2014. And he's been on TV and radio, and he's spoken about Corrie and written about it for...
He's written about it in Manchester Review News and Attitude, and there's links to some of his articles there as well.
It was very sad when we discovered that he had passed away.
Yeah, I mean, when the news of the attacks came out on Monday night, obviously, like we said before, our Twitter feed was just being filled with rumours and information.
And
I said to you, look at it. Yeah.
And sadly...
It was his friends that went there with him. Yeah. Said we haven't seen him for 20 minutes. And then the next morning, still nothing. I just remember I spent all of Tuesday waiting
to find out
and hoping...
That he would be found. But unfortunately, it was announced on Wednesday morning that he had died. His partner, Russell, announced this. And then came the tributes. Just this outpouring of love for him. And... recognising his contribution to the fandom and talking about his legacy and how loved he was by everybody. And even if you didn't know him, you can still appreciate what a fantastic guy he was. And it's just
yeah,
so,
you can
so
tell
sad.
By what people have said who knew him, who worked with him. He was a PR manager, but he just seemed like a guy who didn't stop, just every day was
full of things he loved and sharing his passions with people.
Yeah.
So we've written part of a tribute which is on the Coronation Street blog. We were asked to contribute to that. So that there's a tribute there online if you want to go and perhaps if you wanted to leave a message there. But there's also a vigil that's going to be held in his memory at Heaton Moor Park on Sunday between 7 and 9.
Yeah. So if you're in the area and you want to go and pay your respects to Martin, I'm sure that would be sad, but I'm sure that there will be celebration of his life as well there as well, because I don't think Martin would have wanted a sad kind of funeral or anything like that. He'd want to be celebrated, wouldn't he?
So
we didn't know him, but he was a Corrie fan. He was one of us, and it's just so sad.
Horrible event, and obviously, as we've already said, he was just one of 22 other people who have similar stories, who are also
absolutely.
Who are so sad to see them taken away too soon. The Coronation Street has obviously had various responses to this. One of the, I don't even know how to describe it, but Sally Devener and Connie Hyde were booked to go on to Good Morning Britain the following day, Tuesday, to talk about the storyline, the trolling storyline, and Piers Morgan, who I've already made my feelings for him known quite clearly on this podcast, decided to trap them with a bunch of political statements, trying to draw them into some kind of tirade about
terrorism. They were really professional about it, but you could see how awkward.
Well, they were saddened and stunned, and then there's this man trying to score points.
Connie shut him down.
Connie Hyde shut him down very neatly, and I applaud both of them, Sally and Connie, for not letting him go there with it, because it was just not like Connie said, it's not helping anybody to talk about this right now.
No, nothing. I think the Coronation Street stars had been booked to go on other morning performances, morning shows this week, because it's obviously the run up to the British Soap Awards soon. So they were supposed to be doing the circuits, and I think they've quite rightly, I think, pulled out of this for the time being, because now's not the time.
Well,
for,
not you know. Yeah, now that's why we're doing this sort of mini podcast today, because now is the time to talk about the terrible things that have happened, but not necessarily to talk about more frivolous things.
Yeah,
but there will be a time for that.
Absolutely.
So so we followed the cast on Twitter, and on Monday night they were talking about it, and there were tributes that the actors were saying, and the ITV Corrie's Twitter account has posted various tributes as well.
Yeah, to the victims, and also Martin, because he made himself well known to them. He'd visited.
He had a place in their hearts too.
Yeah, yeah. There's pictures of like him and Dolly Campbell at the Gay Pride a few years ago and stuff. And so they all know him.
Yeah,
it's affected so many.
They put the Twitter tributes, and they also on the Wednesday's episode had a photo of the flowers and candles that had been left. With the caption.
Yeah, I think that was appropriate. I mean, we wondered whether they would say anything in the programme about it, because EastEnders and other soaps will sometimes film little extra segments to reflect something that's happened in real life. Corrie's usually shied away from this, and that's what they've done as well. But I think the tribute that they put at the end of Wednesday's episode was touching, wasn't it? I think that was the right thing to do. But they're also, they announced today, going to be putting something more long-lasting on the set, which I think is wonderful. They're having, obviously we know there's the set expansion coming along, and they're going to be putting a bench in one of the new sections with a plaque that says for Martin and all those who lost their lives on the 22nd of May 2017, and that's obviously going to be there for
and we stand together good time. Which we stand has together. Become a bit of a rallying call for people, it hasn't pushed anyone's agenda other than
it's united and, people, hasn't
fraternity
it?
Fraternity and unity and people coming together in the face of hatred and basically showing love instead.
Yeah, we've seen with the vigils that have been on TV, there was the minute silence this morning, which is observed across the country. We did it in my school as well. And seeing everybody there standing together is just... It goes to show one of the reasons why we love Manchester, because we've had nothing but good things to say about the community there from the times we visited in the past, and they've really done themselves proud, haven't they? It's obviously it's changed the lives of some people.
Well, I think
they'll never be the same again for some of them, but it's really brought everyone together in a positive way as well, and it's showing that the people.
Well,
that
it
do
goes
this,
to show you can't beat us with.
Yeah,
with doing things like that, there's no point in, because if anything, it brings communities together, and it reminds us of the good things, like celebrating people's lives and talking about how wonderful they were, and talking about how, you know, when it first happened, everybody who rushed to help, all the people that were trying to get the girls and boys home and looking after each other, and pledging rooms for the night, and now also fundraising for people who've been affected, so people that have been injured or bereaved by the attack. There's a Duskgiving
for Manchester various...
Evening News. I think when we donated, it was at 50, the target was 50,000, and now it's over £1.6 million have been raised by 45,000 people. I'm sure everyone listening has donated as well, because it's just to, you know,
you just want to do something.
Even if it's something silly, like, you know, give some money. It's just, people's lives will never be the same, like you said.
No, I mean, I felt so sad about what's happened.
Nothing
this
we
week,
can do from here.
I just want to show that
we just want to do something.
Yeah.
There's also the fundraising total in general has reached astronomical amounts.
Yeah, but just in 48 hours, it hit 4.1 million, and that's just going to keep on going, isn't it? Because people are behind the good works that everyone's doing. I mean, 1 million of that has come from Man United and Man City. The football clubs have got together and raised and donated this, which is another example of how people have come together. These rival teams have stood together in the face of these atrocities that have happened.
The one thing that terrorists want is for us to stop doing what we want, doing what we love, enjoying our lives, going out to concerts, doing things like, even in a stupid way, recording podcasts. Things that you'd not want to do because you feel sad or upset, and it's normal to feel that way, but we can't let them stop us from carrying on. And we wanted to put this podcast separately so that we could carry on as normal on the weekend. We're going to have a completely normal podcast at the weekend, as we normally would do, because it's just our way of sticking two fingers up to people that would do something like this.
Exactly.
And we also do want to end the podcast. We wanted to end the podcast in a positive way. So we're talking about everyone's response and everyone pulling together and the fundraising and everything. But we also wanted to pay tribute to Martin too.
Yes.
So we are going to end in a bit of a silly way, but hopefully it'll make some people smile.
I think I'd like to think that's what he would have wanted.
We don't know, but we can only do our best. And this podcast has been a bit of just trying to do our best.
Yeah, we wanted to say something. We're going to end with a clip from the Audrey Roberts noise. The video that one of the many videos that made him famous, and it is honestly,
Martin.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love
Martin
it.
Hetz, Audrey Roberts noise.
Yeah, so we'll leave you there, and then we'll see you again at the weekend. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye bye.
A joke.
Audrey.
How many more times?
Getting him out so you could go in. What?
Well, how can you be sure of that, huh?
It's a bit late worrying about that, huh?
Oh, it's any time. I love you, huh?
You love it, don't you, huh?
I mean, that's when she really got her feet under the table, wasn't it? Huh?
So what are you going to do?
It's what you've done fair, eh?
But where to?
Does that ring any bells,
That was very convenient for getting rescued,
But it was essentially a compromise, wasn't it, Alf, eh?
A wake-up call for what, precisely?
What things? What you got to think about, eh?
What about my heart, Gail?
We're making a new start!
When you think of all the nice places we could be living in,
I really don't think there's anything else to say, do you?
What would happen if you did have a say, eh?
And you know what the worst thing is?
How can you make a joke about it,
And that does that, does it,
What is the point of being the richest man in the cemetery,
Why can't you be like this all the time?
I mean, he's got himself a nice little Christmas laid on, hasn't he,
So what do you suggest,
What's little Nicky going to feel when you, Martin, break up,
What does that make me,
It's a good job I saw this, isn't it? Hmm?
What do you see when you look at me? Hmm? Hmm? Silly, stupid old woman. Hmm?